headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Addy and Rada with your 9am headlines. In local news, Brisbane's historic Gabba Stadium will be demolished after the 2032 Olympics, marking the end of its 130-year legacy. The Queensland government has opted for a new 60,000-seat stadium at Victoria Park, citing the Gabba's deteriorating structure and rising maintenance costs. The current site is set to be redeveloped into housing and a privately funded concert arena. An independent review found rebuilding the Gabba was too risky and unfeasible within the Olympic timeframe. Premier David Christofoli admitted breaking his election promise not to build a new stadium, but said it can be done within the time period we'd have left.
In national news, recent budget analysis is casting into serious doubt the effectiveness of Australia's long-standing tobacco restrictions. The federal government has seen a 50% drop in revenues from the tobacco excise since the 2011-2012 period, with the illicit tobacco trade spiking. While the government is dedicating more money to crack down on illicit tobacco vendors, the revenue from the excise is projected to continue to decline. This fall in revenue will hurt bodies such as the NDIS and other healthcare programs, which are directly funded by the tobacco excise.
In international news, press freedom groups are demanding a full investigation after animal carcasses were sent to the office of Indonesian magazine Tempo, known for its investigative journalism. A pig's head and 6 decapitated rats were delivered, with threats targeting political reporter Francesca Christy Rosana. Tempo's duty editor called it a new form of terror against the press, warning it could have a chilling effect on journalism. President Sabato's super spokesperson dismissed concerns, saying journalists should just cook the pig's head, later clarifying the government's stance on press freedom. Police and Indonesian Human Rights Commission have launched investigations, with activists fearing a return to Suharto-era intimidation tactics.
For your weather today, Brisbane is rainy. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 25. There's no fire danger, and the UV is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. And that's all your news for 9. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can check us out on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.